This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Once upon a time, you went out to a store, you did your holiday shopping, you took whatever gifts you decided on up to the register, and they would wrap it for you. Nice paper, elaborate bows, and usually all for free. Today, not so much. Not only are those gift wrapping stations pretty much gone, don't even get me started with online purchases. Elizabeth Holmes is a writer at The Wall Street Journal. Her most recent piece is called "Where Has All the Gift Wrapping Gone?" Elizabeth, it's good to have you back.
Hi, Kai.
True story. I used to work at a Borders, and the worst time of year, honestly, was Christmas time because I am the world's worst present wrapper. And these people would come to the counter with like four books and a thing and say, "Can you wrap these for me?" And I'd say yes. But then I left them with these terrible looking things.
But like a book is the easiest thing to wrap.
I know, but I'm really bad at it.
It's like a rectangle.
thank you very much for understanding. I appreciate that. Why? How did gift wrapping go away?
I hope I'm not the only one that's sad about this, because I remember when you would go to a department store and they would wrap your packages so beautifully with the most elaborate bows, and you'd walk out of there feeling like you really got something. And in today's e-commerce world, that's just, it's not cost effective and it's not efficient enough. And so gift wrapping has been ripped up.
Amazon gets away with sticking something in a bag, charging me $5.99 and saying, "Here you go, it's gift wrapped."
I think a bag is kind of generous. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're like sacks. You know, I mean, it's kind of crazy. And they said it's because it's better for the environment. But I also have to believe it's much easier for a guy in the warehouse to put anything in a sack and cinch the top and not have to worry about paper folds.
Was it just a strict cost-benefit calculation? I mean, companies just decided we don't have to do this or we're not gonna, and it costs us money anyway.
Well, so what they did is they passed a lot of the cost onto the customer.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what used to be free is you now pay for. And I think people are willing to pay for it because they want to make holiday shopping easier, right? Mm-hmm. The point of shopping online is that you can send something somewhere and like not have to deal with it. And hopefully you can send gifts that are wrapped and ready to go right under the tree. And so I think people are willing to pay for it, even when, in my opinion, gift wrapping has fallen way downhill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you quote this woman in the story, and I absolutely can't argue with this. She's like, "Yeah, $5, I'm just going to, you know, do it, and it's easier for me."
Exactly. And she doesn't mind the aesthetic of it. And I get a lot of people are like that. But what a lot of these brands have done is they've turned this into a marketing opportunity.
Oh, I know.
And so a lot of their gift wrapping is branded. So it either is in the company colors, or in the case of Pottery Barn, they have a sticker that they put on it that says Pottery Barn. And I just wonder if like everybody's Christmas trees are going to become these like little mini advertisements.
What if I show up, though, at some brick and mortar place and say, "Can you gift wrap this for me?" I mean, does that still happen? I don't even know.
I think it does, especially in some higher-end department stores. They still offer that. A lot of places have also cut it out just because they're trying to move people in and out of the store quickly.
Yeah.
And people don't have the patience to wait in line and watch someone wrap gifts.
This is maybe getting a bit too grand here, but this is one of the ways that the economy has changed, and it's just never going back.
Well, okay. I hope perhaps the pendulum will swing for a select few, because I see a real opportunity here. I think there's a market here for people who want to be able to send their gifts to their relatives, wherever they happen to be, and to have nice wrapping. And so I'm hoping somewhere that a retailer will recognize that shoppers are willing to pay for this, and so they'll offer it up. But I don't know. Maybe
not. I don't know. Elizabeth Holm writes on fashion and style, and also gift wrapping for The Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.